Klaus looked down and watched the volunteers giving balloons out to the hospital patients who had been evacuated from the hospital. "But how will we distract the crowd?" he asked.
"I don't know,"
Violet admitted, and looked down at the floor.
"I'm having, trouble focusing my, inventing skills."
"Help,"
Sunny said. "Don't cry for help, Sunny," Klaus said. "No one will hear us."
"Help,"
Sunny insisted, and took off her white medical coat. Opening her mouth wide, she bit down on the fabric, ripping a small strip off the coat with her teeth. Then she held up the strip of white cloth and handed it to Violet.
"Ribbon,"
she said, and Violet gave her a weary smile. With unsteady fingers, the eldest Baudelaire tied her hair up to keep it out of her eyes, using the thin strip of fabric instead of a hair ribbon. She closed her eyes again and then nodded.
"I know it's a bit silly,"
Violet said.
"I think it did help, Sunny. Klaus, get to work on the rubber bands. Sunny, can you open one of those cans of soup?"
"Treen,"
Sunny said, which meant, "Yes, I opened one earlier to help decode the anagrams."
"Good,"
Violet replied. With her hair up in a ribbon, even if the ribbon was spurious, her voice sounded stronger and more confident.
"We need an empty can as quickly as possible.
We visit people who are ill and try to make them laugh, even when the doctor says he must saw them in half. We sing and sing all night and day, and then we sing some more. We sing to boys with broken bones and girls whose throats are sore."
As the members of VFD continued their cheerful song, the Baudelaires worked quickly. Klaus opened a box of rubber bands and began stringing them together. Sunny began to gnaw at the top of a can of soup, and Violet went to the sink and splashed water on her face to try to make herself as alert as possible. Finally, by the time the volunteers were singing,
"Tra-la-la, fiddle-dee-dee, hope you get well soon. Ho, 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 he-he-he, have a heart-shaped balloon."
Klaus had a long cord of rubber bands curled at his feet like a snake. Sunny had taken the top off a can of soup and was pouring it down the sink, and Violet was staring anxiously at the bottom of the closet door, from which a very thin wisp of smoke was crawling out.
"The fire is in the hallway,"
Violet said, as the children heard another roar from the hallway.
"And so is Olaf's hench person. We have only a few moments."
"The cord is all ready," Klaus said. "But how can we distract the crowd with an empty soup can?"
"It's not an empty soup can,"
Violet said.
"Not anymore. Now it's a spurious intercom. Sunny, poke one hole in the bottom of the can."
"Pietri sicamolo via del recchio temexiti,"
Sunny said. But she did as Violet asked and poked her sharpest tooth through the bottom of the can.
"Now,"
Violet said,
"you two hold this near the window. Don't let the crowd see it. They have to think my voice is coming out of the intercom."
Klaus and Sunny held the empty soup can near the window, and Violet leaned in and stuck her head inside it, as if it were a mask. The eldest Baudelaire took a deep breath to gather her courage, and then she began to speak. From inside the can, her voice sounded scratchy and faint, as if she were talking with a piece of aluminum foil over her mouth, which was precisely how she wanted to sound.